RC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener-interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
So to all of you in Santa Fe and beyond, I send you a big Valentine's Day greeting and welcome you to a special edition of All Things Real Estate. Gina, let's keep that music going through the entire show today.
The ladies, man.
Yeah. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and along with my in-studio guest, who I will be introducing in a few minutes, we will be sharing lots of sweet deals, loving suggestions, and big-hearted real estate ideas with you today. Gino Thompson, my producer, otherwise known as the Cupid of the soundboard, is ready to play matchmaker with you and all of the romantic commentary we are dishing up today. And, of course, we invite you to join in the love fest here on Talk 1260 KTRC by emailing me, Ray Post, your questions and comments by sending your message to rpost@sfrp.com. But before we start opening up all the Valentine cards of information, we encourage you to give yourself a gift of renovation, repair, and design around your own home. You can do this by enlisting the real estate resource companies found on our website. Simply go to www.sfrp.com, click on the radio tower icon, and look for the list of these terrific companies. And while you're there at our website, remember to sign up for our free monthly online newsletter. Just look for the subscribe button on the right-hand side of our homepage at www.sfrp.com. Click on it and start enjoying lots of free and useful real estate news, opinions, and information each month. And if you can't get enough of the All Things Real Estate radio show, you can also listen to all of our past programs by clicking over to the radio show webpage. Again, that's www.sfrp.com. Look for the radio tower icon and then click on over to the jukebox and MP3 recordings of All Things Real Estate. So let's get right into this love fest of a show with a couple of minutes of state of the market commentary from someone who knows a thing or two about sweet deals. That's Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Good afternoon, Andrew. What Valentine do you have for the listeners today?
Well, you asked for sweet deals. It's the last time I'm going to talk about it, but I'm going to talk about the sweetest deal of all. As I've said before, we're in the midst of a perfect storm of a tax credit from the federal government, low interest rates, and low home prices. Right now, home prices in Santa Fe are at the 2004-2005 levels, and they're stabilizing, so I don't think they're going to get much cheaper. The 30-year fixed rate is at a 35-year low. Not since the mid-1970s have we seen a 30-year fixed rate around 5%. And that's all coupled with a potential $8,000 tax credit for first-time homebuyers or a $6,500 tax credit for existing homeowners. This expires in the end of April, so now is the time to do it and take advantage of it. So the magic numbers that I see are that if you bought a house for $225,000, your mortgage payment would be about $1,375 a month. That's assuming an FHA loan with 3.5% down. However, the FHA allows you to use your $8,000 tax credit as your down payment, and 3.5% of $225,000 is $7,875. Let's assume that the seller gives you a credit for non-recurring closing costs. You could get into a home for as little as $3,000 or $4,000. On top of which, if you compare that payment of $1,375 to what you're paying for a rental right now, and assume that you get about a $300 a month tax savings because you can deduct the interest, the effective payment is around $1,075. So if you're in an apartment or a house and you're paying around $1,000 a month, why not do this? Assuming that you've got good credit and assuming that you have perhaps a little bit in the amount, a little bit of money in the bank. What could be a sweeter deal than this?
Absolutely, Andrew, and that is quite a Valentine for the listeners. But as you pointed out, the critical issue here is that if you don't take advantage of this, if you are a first-time home buyer, it's going to expire this spring, and you've got to get a house selected and under contract. Otherwise, you miss all of these terrific advantages. So anyway, Andrew, thanks again. And you know what? This is such a special, sweet deal. I don't know if we have to stop talking about it, but maybe next week we'll get into another issue. But thanks
all right.
And I will talk to you then.
All right. Happy Valentine's.
Same to you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, for my special in-studio guest today, I want to introduce Stephen Etri, who is very familiar with this radio show. He's been on several times before. Stephen is the co-owner of Stephen's Consignment Gallery, which is located at 2701 Cerrillos Road. We talked earlier in the week, and we just talked in the green room before the show, and Stephen and I are going to be talking about a variety of things that treat your Valentine to something special today. He's going to cut that in so many different directions. It's going to be heart shapes all over the place. So anyway, welcome to the show, Stephen.
Thanks, right. Good to be here.
Well, it's great to have you back again. And Stephen, you run a company that's very well known. It's a local institution here. It's been in business for more than 27 years. You offer expertise in quality antiques, furniture, art, estate items, accessories, on and on and on. But, you know, I guess at this particular day, with Valentine's being on the minds of a lot of people, there are a lot of venues that someone who wants to buy a special gift for their sweetheart can go to. What makes Stephen's Consignment Gallery the place to go to today?
Well, thanks, Ray. You know, Stephen's is one of those places here in town where at any time that you visit our gallery, you may be surprised, and I certainly am myself many times, by what comes through our doors. On any given day, I do not have a handle on exactly what I'm going to see. Mm-hmm. So there are times where there are things that come through the doors that are so unusual, items I've never seen before. And as you mentioned, we've been doing this for many years here in Santa Fe. It's one of the pleasures I get to experience being in the business I'm in. People bring wonderful things to Santa Fe with them from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So if you step into Stephen's, what you're going to see is a vast, wide variety of items. Anything from early American and earlier antiques to mid-century modern art deco, jewelry, vintage and antique jewelry, silver, crystal china, all the way up to the good quality, previously loved and owned furnishings, leather sofas and easy chairs, etc. You maybe walk in and see in our parking lot an automobile that we've received from an estate that we were liquidating. And it's just the variety is just something else.
That would be quite a Valentine's gift. Hey, honey, I'm going to bring a car home from an estate sale from Stephen's Consignment Gallery. But I guess you make
a good
point here, because the diversity, variety of inventory that you have, a lot of people in town are very familiar with Stephen's Consignment Gallery, but they think of it in terms often, and correctly so, as a destination for very, very nice antiques and artwork.
Mm-hmm.
But you just laid out a panoply of options that on a day where gift-giving is appropriate, people ought to think a little bit different. You don't have to go in there and buy a huge piece of furniture or of art. You might find something that's totally unique. Your significant other will never find it anywhere else. That's the point, correct?
That is. And you know, the point being made that we offer such a variety that we would hope that the listening audience would be able to imagine the opportunity to step into our showroom and see items that not only were not expected to be seen there, but that really piqued their interest and desire to know more about it. I think this weekend, this special day of Valentine's Day, I think one of the things that we want to keep in mind is it's not just the gift, it's the intent behind that gift, you know, the thought going into it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think walking through our gallery, is an opportunity for any of our customers to broaden their the opportunities that they might see as far as gift giving.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to be at the gallery this afternoon?
I will not. We are open. We're open 7 days, 10 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
But we are open today, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because you're going to be out with your wife.
I'm going to be out with my wife and my mother-in-law and my daughter, and we're going out for Valentine's late breakfast after the show.
Oh, that's terrific. Well, good for you. Somebody lucky here in the neighborhood is going to be taking your dollars on Valentine's
Day. That's right.
And serving you a terrific Valentine's meal. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you and I discussed today and on previous occasions. You look at this in a global sense as far as some of the intentions that people mm-hmm. might have. Talk a little bit about, from the standpoint, again, on the special gift-giving day, what people use as a motivation when they come into your gallery to buy something.
Sure. Well, I mean, the motivations are as simple and sublime as we need it. We need an office chair. We need a table. We need a sofa. One of the exciting events that happens in my day is when I'm talking to a young couple and they come in and I ask them if I can help them, and they say, well, we're looking for some chairs. And, for example, yesterday I had a customer in that was looking for a chair, a set of chairs to give as a gift mm-hmm. for this weekend to mm-hmm. her son as
sure.
a gift to a newlywed couple. And we got talking about other alternatives to buy, contemporary reproductions, et cetera. And the point I made with her is that we can offer some quality antiques
mm-hmm.
at a pricing that is very close to what one would pay for a reproduction of the same piece.
Interesting. Huh.
Because the marketplace, as you know, there are certain types of furniture that does better in a certain market than other, and we respond to the market.
Uh-huh.
And this was a set of six early American plank seat Windsor chairs.
Wow.
And she was just tickled to death when we got to in a conversation that not only could she own for her son and daughter-in-law, purchase for them some antique chairs, but she could afford them.
Hmm.
She was quite surprised.
Oh, I bet that's the case. Well, I'll tell you what, Stephen, co-owner of Stephen's A Consignment Gallery, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Stephen about that special home gift for the one that you love. Please stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate, and you know it's Valentine's Day. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners in the studio today with Stephen Etree, co-owner of Stephen's A Consignment Gallery, and we're providing some great entertainment to Gino, my producer, who gets to play all this silly music. But anyway, our feelings are sincere to you. Before I get back into my conversation with Stephen, I want to encourage you to check out some of the featured home properties offered this week by Santa Fe Realty Partners. In our full-page ad and in today's Santa Fe, New Mexican, and in keeping with our Valentine's Day theme, we're going to milk this for all it's worth, you'll find information on some terrific homes that we love. Anyway, you can go to our homepage on the website, www.santafe.realtypartners.com, for more information and lots of pictures of these very special featured properties. So back to Stephen Etree, co-owner of Stephen's Consignment Gallery. In the last segment, Stephen, you were mentioning to folks that, somebody came in recently and they said, I want to buy a chair or some nice chairs mm-hmm. As a gift. And on this gift-giving day, maybe a sort of a reality check here is that because the economy is the way it is, people don't have as much disposable income, perhaps, for those superfluous gifts that they used to give in the
mm-hmm.
past. It's very appropriate for them to look at things that are a little bit more utilitarian as a gift, and the recipient is going to be just as grateful, correct?
Yeah, you know, I mean, that would be my expectation. I think that I've always felt when I was receiving as well as giving gifts, I know it may sound trite, but it really is in the thought. I think that if the listening audience, whether it's the husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, or what it may be, is looking to purchase a gift or to find something special, they may just remind themselves of what that special person in their lives is been mentioning that they need, whether it be, you know, I need an office chair.
Mm-hmm.
I know it may sound silly, but why not give something that is utilitarian to the person that you love? And that is a wonderful expression of thoughtfulness.
Sure, exactly, and that's the key word. I think it is the thoughtfulness. At least that recipient knows that person's been listening to what I need. And, you know, by the way, you can still take me out for a fancy dinner. You know,
sure.
And we can sit in the chair together and talk about how much we love each other. So anyway, not to go too far with that, but that is an important issue. But I guess some of the things too that we might want to talk about today, Stephen, and to get a little bit away from the gift giving side of things, but more just from your standpoint, again, going back to that diverse inventory you have, talk a little bit about some of the things that you have there that might be a good gift, but
sure.
might be more of a long-term investment for people mm-hmm. as well.
Well, you know, myself personally, I love giving my wife and my children something special, something from the past. I'm a traditionalist. I love the idea of continuity, something from the past that I've passed on to, again, my wife or my son or my daughter, that they can step into the future with.
Mm-hmm.
It's very satisfying for me. For example, you know, a year passed, some years passed, I gave my wife a Valentine present of a Coco Chanel box. It was a
wow.
silver box.
Mm-hmm.
And I went down into a local candy maker and we filled it with candy.
Oh.
It was something special.
Yeah.
And that box, while it may not be as romantic, it is now a wonderful sewing box for her.
Sure.
She has all her sewing notions and such in it, and it's something that she's had now for well over 20 years.
Right. Well, I don't want to get all the candy makers and the florists down my back, but, you know, those kinds of things,
sure.
they pass away after a short period of time. You either
yes.
eat them or they die.
Right.
They're nice gifts to begin with, but what you're talking about is, again, in these times when people are thinking about how they can spend their money appropriately, buy something that can be around and an heirloom, perhaps pass on to your own kids.
Sure. And, you know, it's also kind of fun in the presentation. I think that what says more about somebody's thoughtfulness and intent than to go that one step further. For example, you find a nice antique or a vintage bookmark.
Mm-hmm.
And you go out and you if you're a listening site, sort of partner, you know, maybe there's a book out there that your partner was looking to get
sure.
or was talking about.
Right.
Why not slip that bookmark into the book
Very
and
nice.
Give that as a gift?
Yeah.
Now you've really presented something that really touches both the that you're thoughtful and that you're listening. And that this is something that that will be around and can be used and reused.
Mm-hmm. Well, great suggestions from Stephen Etri and Gino Thompson. You know that we've reached that point in the show when it's time once again for our legal topic of the week, brought to us by the Reuben Katz Law Firm. Now, in keeping with our Valentine's Day theme, this week's topic focuses on the classic love-hate relationship, the residential landlord and tenant relationship. Attorney Melanie McGilvery will shed some light on what can be done to maintain the love and avoid the hate. The New Mexico Owner-Resident Relations Act governs interactions between landlords and tenants of dwelling units. The law is designed to simplify and clarify the rights and obligations of owners and residents in maintaining and improving the quality of housing in New Mexico. Now, the act requires that a landlord provide a written lease agreement to each tenant before the lease term begins. Since the lease agreement can be the most important aspect of the landlord-tenant relationship, having a well-drafted agreement can save a lot of heartache and financial loss in the long run. Since many landlords prefer to use a pre-printed lease, make sure that if you use such a form that all of the blanks are filled in or marked not applicable. Also, be sure both parties initial any handwritten changes on the form and carefully review the agreement to confirm that it meets the particular circumstances affecting the property. As a tenant, you should not hesitate to request clarification of any lease provision or ask your landlord to revise the agreement to meet the specific requirements of that property. Now, after the lease term begins, any alterations to the terms of the lease, even verbal ones, should be done so in writing and signed by both parties. Without a written agreement, both parties will be at a disadvantage when the lease term ends. Some key provisions to a lease agreement include, number one, how much is the rent, when is it due, and are there any late payment fees? Number two is the lease on a month-to-month basis or for a longer term. Number three is subleasing permitted. Number four, who is responsible for providing utilities and appliance paying for repairs? And number five, what is the name, address, and telephone number of the party responsible for management of the property? Now, there are other standard provisions to most lease agreements, including repairs and maintenance, yard work, snow removal, and trash removal, as well as pets. The law also requires that a landlord must comply with housing codes affecting health and safety, as well as make appliance repairs, supply running water and hot water and heat, and keep the property and common areas of the property in a safe condition. Under the law, a tenant must comply with housing codes affecting health and safety, keep the lease premises clean and safe, and at the end of the term, return the premises to the owner in a clean condition as when the lease began, except for ordinary wear and tear. A tenant also should not deliberately or negligently damage any part of the premises and not disturb neighbors' peaceful enjoyment of their own property. As in any legal relationship, since the disputes can arise at any point, both landlords and tenants need to make sure that they are aware of their legal rights and obligations before taking any action. Thanks again, Melanie McGilvery, attorney at the Reuben Katz Law Firm, for providing us with a useful, maybe even a loving, legal topic today. If you have your own legal questions regarding a residential lease, please go to our website, www.sfrp.com. Click on the radio show icon and then go right to the Reuben Katz Law Firm logo. So we're going to take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Stephen Etree, co-owner of Stephen's Consignment Gallery, about all of those things associated with Valentine's Day. So please stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Talk 1260 KTRC.
Yes, I'm feeling all sorts of warmness inside of me. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate here on Valentine's Day. We're having some fun here with Stephen Etree, co-owner of Stephen's Consignment Gallery. And before we go back into the show, I always want to remind my clients that they should be thoughtful in their choice of a realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals to work with. And you should be just as discriminating in your choice of a title insurance company. My top recommendation, well, it's Fidelity National Title Insurance Company, of course. You see, Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurance companies with a personal Santa Fe approach. Their services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. So choose experienced, knowledgeable professionals to assist you with your own real estate questions and transaction needs. Call my friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email them at their free and confidential question and answer customer service department, which is santafe@fnf.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. I know you'll appreciate the difference. So continuing on with our Valentine's Day show theme, I want to introduce a special call-in guest to us. Today I have Todd Davis, who is the primary real estate broker of Casa Estate Santa Fe. Now, Todd's company is the the premier boutique property management and vacation property rental agency here in Santa Fe. Good afternoon, Todd. I think that you might want to talk to our listeners today about how the movie industry is bringing some love to New Mexico's home rental economy. How are you?
Good morning, Ray, and happy Valentine's Day to you and all your listeners.
Well, thanks so much. So how about this? What can you tell us that's going to be sort of fun and sexy when it comes to the movie industry?
Well, the film industry is alive and booming in northern New Mexico, and it's having a loving impact on Santa Fe. In fact, Casas de Santa Fe is currently working on 5 films, 2 that are in production right now, and 3 that are coming in February through the end of May.
Wow. And my understanding, based on your track record, and you've shared some of this, I don't know if you can talk about names, but in the past you have housed quite a few very well internationally known movie stars, for lack of a better description. Isn't that right?
That is right, and it's a lot of fun and very rewarding. And, you know, part of our job is not just to lease these movie stars and top-tier film producers a home, but we really do extend ourselves in a loving way, more like a personal concierge, so that they leave with Santa Fe just being top of mind. They had a really great experience. And right now, in-house, Passion Play, which is being directed by Mitch Glazer, starring Megan Fox and Mickey Rourke. Mickey brought all of his dogs and his parrot and his goldfish and a cat here to Santa Fe, and they're having a great time. Thor, which is based on a Marvel comic book character starring Natalie Portman and Anthony Hopkins and Rene Russo, starts production next week. Also the end of next week arrives a Paramount film directed by the Coen brothers. And it's called True Grit, which you might remember is based on a 1968 novel by American author Charles Portis. And John Wayne starred in that in the 60s. So they're coming, and Jeff Bridges is going to, and Matt Damon are going to star in True Grit. So we're going to be doing the housing for them. It's quite exciting.
Oh, I bet it is. And I'm old enough to remember the original True Grit, and I'm looking at my mind's eye. I'm seeing John Wayne and Glenn Campbell actually play all
right.
of them. So.
No better movie to be remade than Santa Fe, I tell you.
Absolutely. Well, you've got an exciting life, Todd, and you are, in fact, benefiting from the love that the movie industry is bringing to this state and to this city. But I want to, before we go out, just a slightly more serious note, all this is very interesting, but what suggestions do you have for listeners out there who maybe have friends and family who they want to bring to Santa Fe for home rental options in this year?
Well, Santa Fe is a great city destination to visit. We offer, world-class cuisine, the art community here, both in terms of performance art and artistic paintings, photography, sculpture. We have the outdoor life that is second to none, from the hiking, river rafting, bicycle riding. We have a number of museums, from the folk art market to the fine arts museum. It is a destination that is hard to beat. I think according to the New York Times, they rate us number two, second to San Francisco.
Wow. Well, listen, Todd Davis, primary real estate broker of Casas de Santa Fe, we appreciate you calling in today and sharing some of your loving information with the listeners. If anyone's interested in talking to Todd about their own rental needs for friends and family or others from out of town, you can get to him by going to our website, www.sfrp.com. Click on that radio tower icon. That'll take you right to the dedicated radio show page. And right there is contact information on Casas de Santa Fe. I know you're at a brunch. I really appreciate you taking some time.
My pleasure. What fun. And happy Valentine's Day to everybody.
Thanks a lot, Todd. Talk to you again soon.
Okay. Thanks, Ray.
All right. Bye-bye. Resuming my conversation with Stephen Etrie, co-owner of Stephen's, a consignment gallery here in the studio today. We've been talking a lot about gift giving and some of those special things that people maybe in the past didn't think were gifts, but economy driving the bus changes it. But let's go back a little bit to some of the things that you talked about in the green room with me, the thoughtfulness, the presentation, and the intent behind giving something. Sort of elaborate on that a little bit.
Well, I think that... I think that in gift giving or showing somebody that through a gift that they are somebody special in your life, I think fundamentally it comes down to being thoughtful and having an intent of really showing with your gift the your feelings, your true feelings about your relationship. And, I was just sitting here listening and thinking about gifts that I've received and gifts that I've given and or my customers. And one of the things that keeps coming back to me is that a really great gift is one of those, no matter if it's a large price ticket item or not, that when it is seen day after day, whether it be set on a desk or it's a crystal vase that you delivered flowers in as a gift. The flowers may have passed, but you're able to refill that crystal vase week after week.
Right.
And so there's this continuity, this continuance of in the recipient's mind of this special gift that was so thoughtful. And I think that's what gifts are about, And thoughtfulness does not have to start and stop with something that's very expensive, or something that is in the traditional realm, whether it be jewelry or chocolates or flowers. A gift is something that is thoughtful. Why not give that person in your life that means something to you, that's very special, something they need?
Right. Yeah. Well, and you're absolutely right. And I just want to go back to something you said earlier, too, about the inventory, the diversity at Stevens, a consignment gallery. Again, I want to remind everybody that Stevens is open today. Mm-hmm. They're open right now, and they will be throughout the afternoon. They're at 2701 Cerritos Road. I've been there several times, and I think maybe, again, a lot of people know about the place. They've heard about it. But if you haven't been there, it's deceivingly large. It's 11,000 square
feet. 11,000 square feet. And at any one time, we have anywhere between 5,000 and 6,000 items inventoried within our inventory. And it is deceiving. It's what the folks down in New Orleans call a shotgun house. Mm. It's very long and narrow.
Uh-huh.
And it goes back up Mays Road quite a distance. So many of the customers who come in for the first time are quite surprised and taken aback by the size of it. From street scene, it doesn't look that big, but it is quite big.
And, again, I encourage everybody to go by and really genuinely take advantage of this diverse inventory that Stephen has. I would hazard to guess that there's no one else in town that offers the range of items that Stephen's at Consignment Gallery does offer. And the reason why that's relevant, something that we've talked about before from a business standpoint, is that, of course, you're competing with a lot of entities, but the online world is one thing. And I think maybe on a day where we're talking about love and touching and feeling and all that, not that we're doing that here in the studio, but but that the feelings that people
feeling
have.
The love.
Yes, we are feeling the love. We are separated by a little distance here. But the point I was trying to make, if I can make it here, is if I can remember what I was going to say, is that with the online industry, you lose all that tactile nature of selecting. So going to your place, and again the reason I'm going around the barn on this is the size of it. You can go in and touch so many different things. You encourage people to do that, don't you?
Absolutely. You know, and it's fun. One of the comments I hear from customers, which is always tickles me, is this place is like a museum. And I say, my retort is, and we don't charge, and you can touch.
Well, and that's true. I mean, you do have some incredibly delicate and very valuable things behind cases, which is understandable. But I was astounded the first time I went in there at the sheer volume of stuff that you literally can. And Cynthia always reminds me, Ray, that's the kind of place where you're going to knock over a bunch of stuff. So walk very straight with your arms down at your side. But that is the case. I mean, there's a lot of stuff there.
There is. And we offer, having all of that, there's always an opportunity for that thoughtful person who walks through to kind of have the loved one in their lives in mind as they're walking through.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be amazed at what comes to you as, that particular, that there's a vintage purse there. That, I think that my girlfriend would really like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, what I like to do in my gift giving, and I've already mentioned it, and I want to extend it out a little further, is that I like giving something that has had a life that can be given, that comes from the past, that can be given and can be enjoyed into the future.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we call heirloom.
Yeah.
You're creating an heirloom, and you're doing that for not only the person you're giving it to, but possibly family members, because it creates kind of a little snapshot in time of having received it, the pleasure, the appreciation of that moment. And any time you look at that down the road, that can come back.
Mm-hmm.
And what greater gift than to have something that just keeps giving you those wonderful emotional feelings.
Absolutely. And before we take a break here, about a minute left, I think that probably is accentuated in your gallery by the fact that you do so many estate sales and bring very valuable items that were heirlooms from a different family that now can become an heirloom for a new family.
Yeah, it's that continuity that I'm talking about that is just wonderful.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to necessarily be something that's super valuable.
Mm-hmm.
I have found that in families that I deal with on estate sales, it's not necessarily the expensive, valuable item that's the most precious.
Right.
It's the memories.
Oh, that's
and isn't that an opportunity for us to create that now and continue it?
Great way to end this segment of the show. Again, I'm talking today to Stephen Eitri of Stephen's A Consignment Gallery here on All Things Real Estate on Valentine's Day. Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and undeniably by that music, you know it is Valentine's Day, and I'm probably throwing off my colleague who is sitting at an open house. She was waiting to hear the Our House theme song, but nonetheless, we are up to that special segment in the show, which will feature our open house of the week. I have Nancy Lear on the line with me. Good afternoon, Nancy. How are you?
Good afternoon, Ray, and happy Valentine's Day.
Well, same back to you. Now, today you are sitting at 361 Calle Loma Norte, so you know the drill. You've done this before. You've got 2 minutes to sell everybody on all those loving things about this property. Go ahead, Nancy.
Great. Thank you. Thanks again for the opportunity for me to tell your listeners about a very special property that we have on the market. This is a single-family residence within walking distance to the plaza, and located in the prestigious North Hills areas of Santa Fe. Iron gates welcome you into a one-acre oasis surrounded by mature landscaping, adobe walls, and three outside entertaining areas, perfect for viewing outstanding sunsets and city lights. A two-car garage, seven parking spaces, and room for a guest house complete the property description. The home is blushed with old-world charm and in immaculate condition, professionally staged, and ready to move in. Features include a master suite with fireplace, large guest bedroom, study, formal living room with fireplace, dining area, an upscale kitchen, and a solarium. Amenities include new exterior stucco, refrigerated air, 13 skylights, high ceilings, vigas, ceiling fans, and diamond plaster walls. This unique property is being offered for $650,000 and, as Ray mentioned, is located at 361 Calle Loma Norte. I am hosting an open house today from 12 until 3, and I would like to invite all your listeners to stop by and preview this gorgeous home.
Well, I tell you what, that's a heck of a Valentine's gift for somebody. I suspect that there is someone out there, Nancy, who's driving around and they're looking at their significant other and saying, honey, let's go buy a house today, and this is the one they want to buy. So you're there right now, and you're going to be there till 3 o'clock. Again, this is 361 Calle Loma Norte. Give the directions one more time, Nancy.
Sure. I have signs starting at Paseo de Peralta, and then you'll get on Old House Highway, come to the top of the hill, and you'll see another sign at Calle Loma Norte, and it will be on your left-hand side from Old House Highway. And then just go to the end of the block, and it'll be on your left, number 361. Ray, I'm also giving a 15% discount today to a local restaurant. So please tell everyone to come by, preview the home, and then go have lunch on us. Well, at least 15% off.
Well, that's great. Listen, Nancy Lehrer, that sounds like a fabulous property, a nice gift for people on Valentine's Day. I wish you a lot of success today. I hope that the buyer is in his or her car on their way there right now. Enjoy your afternoon.
Great. Thanks, Ray, and you have a great day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Back to my conversation with Stephen Eitri, co-owner of Stephen's A Consignment Gallery. We've been talking a lot about Valentine's Day gift-giving, both from a practical standpoint, from the standpoint of those things that are important, thoughtfulness, presentation, the intent of giving a gift, and that those are just as important as the actual gift itself. But we talked in the last segment as well, Stephen, about the difference between your business and all of the stuff that you have at that 11,000-square-foot gallery and the online internet business. Speak a moment to that as well.
Well, I just, you know, it came to mind that when you had mentioned having to feel a little cautious about going through our gallery. You know, we really encourage people to come through. I'll ask people to take a chair out for a test drive, you know, sit on it, rock it, try it out.
Right.
You know, in being feeling it, touching it, seeing the condition, you know, we at Stevens, you know, we our kind of mantra is, you know, when you shop at Stevens, it's still a hands-on experience.
Mm-hmm.
And we encourage people to come in, you know, ask us questions. My staff is very knowledgeable. They're all experts. They're very knowledgeable. And oftentimes it's a give-and-take conversation of learning.
Sure. And we talked a lot about the economy has changed, and so people are thinking about practical gifts. But let's assume for a moment that there's someone out there that says, I accept all that, but I have got a little bit extra money in my pocket.
Sure.
I want to get something that's maybe a little bit adventurous on Valentine's Day or unusual. Let's talk a little bit about what the options might be for them at Stevens.
Well, you know, we offer everything from, you know, some items are as inexpensive as $5 and as expensive as $50,000 and more. So for those people who feel that they have the capacity and desire to spend money, why not come in and look at, we've got a fabulous art collection right now that's on display.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Santa Fe does offer an awful lot of art. But I think where we are in a better position in the marketplace is that we're not supporting any particular artist. We are representing the seller as a consignment relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And we tend to mark our items at below market value. So there is some value there.
Mm-hmm.
Why not get something that's very, very unusual, like a piece of like a Mexican sterling bowl, a large bowl that was hand-hammered in the 1940s and 50s by some of the well-known Mexican silversmiths like
wow.
Spratling or Aguilar.
Mm-hmm.
So there's such a diversity, and I think that we can help people achieve their intent, whether it be today, tomorrow, or weeks from now. I think if they come in, talk with us, let us know what they're looking for, we certainly would be able to help them.
Now, and I was talking to you in the green room before the show started about a piece of photographic, I guess you call
right.
it, art that I
yes.
have. It's a Man Ray piece
right.
that we found sitting in the garage, and I want to get rid of it. And it's a beautiful nude.
Right.
And here's an example of what you're going to do, and this is what you do for a lot of your clients, is rather than bringing that in to show you literally, I gave you information on it. Now you're going to go out and do some research.
That's right.
And determine what the market value
sure.
of it is and whether there's even a demand for it, correct?
Right. Yeah, what we'll do is, and we do this all the time for our customers, whether it be by email pictures or by pictures brought into us, we like to assess the items. If we don't readily know what the market will bear,
mm-hmm.
we do the research. There's no charge for that.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure, and we benefit from that. We learn more every day. Just by the amount of research that we end up having to conduct for our customers.
Right. And you mentioned a Mexican sterling silver
yeah.
bowl. What that brought to mind was that the inventory you have there is very not only eclectic but international.
That's
Talk
right.
a little bit about some of the stuff that people might find unusual to buy.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we have a fairly old or older African art. It's a grain box door from Africa, all hand-carved, very interesting, something, you know, again, people come in and they look at items like that and they go, my God, I saw stuff like that in a museum once.
Now what would someone do with it? This would actually be a piece of art that they would hang
yeah,
in their house?
Yeah, they would hang and use it as a piece of visual art in their house. And
uh-huh.
it's, you probably have seen around, and if you haven't, you may notice now that I'm mentioning it, African art is a wonderful accessory art that's being used, and it has been used traditionally. It started way, you know, many hundreds of years ago. Picasso had mentioned that it was African art that influenced him so much in what he produced as far as artwork.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's African art. We have items from Latin and South America and Mexico. We have European pieces. Asian, I mean, literally all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love about Santa Fe is people come here from all over the world,
mm-hmm.
bring great stories, bring great possessions.
Right.
They don't, if for some reason Santa Fe seems to be the place where people are willing to kind of let go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, what I'd like to offer, Ray, for
mm-hmm.
the listening audience.
This is your Valentine's
this is
gift.
My
There's
Valentine's
a drum roll
gift.
Going on right
yeah.
now.
For the folks at Stevens would like to offer a 15% discount on any purchases today with the mention of the show.
Oh, that's fabulous. Well, thank you. And
Happy Valentine's Day.
And I appreciate the sort of cross-marketing and publicity for all things real estate. Well, listen, Stephen Etri, thank you very much, as always, for coming in and bringing some very unusual, unique information to the listening audience today. We don't always have to talk about those hardcore things that are associated with real estate, but you add a nice little twist to it. So I want to thank you again and look forward to having you back on the show.
My pleasure.
In another month or so. Thank you, Gino Thompson, my producer, and Kate and Jane back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for producing a great program today. And if you have real estate questions, please call me at 989-8900. And don't forget to consider sending a bit of Valentine's Day love to those poor people of Haiti as they start to rebuild their country. So until next Sunday at noon right here on 1260 KTRC, I first of all want to send Valentine's Day greetings to my mom, sister, niece, and especially Cynthia. And to all of you out there, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate. Please stay tuned. We'll be back in